The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kinds of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, 3, 4, close the door, 5, 6, pick up stick, 7, 8, close the gate.
What?
9, 10 you do. Then you go 9, 10, do it again. All right, ready?
No.
Testing.
Stop.
1, 2, buckle my shoe, 3, 4,
stop.
Close the door, 5, 6,
people
pick up stick.
Clicking off.
They're clicking off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's their problem in life. Maybe they
they're
should find off. A spouse.
Click offs.
Well, welcome. This is our Thanksgiving podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving 2015, year 2015. Our podcast, not to be confused with the radio. This is from our home. Our home in Hillsboro, New Jersey.
Yesterday, I did an interview for the Patrice documentary, and one of the guys... I don't know if he was camera. Now I don't know what he was doing, but he was a camera operator or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, I love listening to your podcast.
He said it to me too.
I was like, ugh, please. How embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. He said it to me too.
He goes, testing.
Oh, is that what he said? Yeah, he goes, I love listening to your podcast. I'm like, who listens to this? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you people?
You're the one who's always telling me that people listen. So
well, we're very popular, but I don't know why. You know why? I know why. Because we keep it real. And I'm surprised more black people don't listen to us because they like when people keep it real.
We keep it 100. I learned that on The Nightly Show. The most blackest show on television.
The Nightly Show?
Yeah.
If that was any more whiter, David Duke would be the host. Now, I know folks are a little tired of us because they've heard us a lot this week over social media.
We've been overexposed.
We've been overexposed. I did morning radio on Tuesday. Then Bonnie and I did our fantastic show Tuesday night. Who was our guest Tuesday night? Oh, Rick
Shapiro and your Mayran.
Oh, yeah. And a comic from Boston. Mayhem.
Mayron.
Very good. That was a good show. They were both good. And then then Wednesday morning we filled in for Opie and Norton, right? Mm-hmm. That, I think there's rumor that they want to blow Opie and Norton out and bring us in. Did you hear that? You heard that rumor?
No.
Yeah. I got some stuff from the bigwigs.
You just want, like, you fantasize, right, about, like, having Opie's life?
No. No, just his money and his wife, but not his life. No, I heard this rumor. There was a buzz going around Sirius that, you know, that they were going to put us in the, you know, the big five.
You know, I don't know what that is.
Stern.
Stop. But why are you like saying this stuff? It's
Jenny
just
McCarthy.
Bullshit and it's stupid. Why are you saying it?
It's not stupid and it's not a
There's
lie.
There's not a... oh, really? This is how you're telling me on our podcast with like a slight wink in your eye?
There's no wink. We got an offer.
No, we didn't.
That we can't refuse. You ever get an offer you can't refuse?
Oh, God.
Okay, we will get an offer. You don't think we'll get an offer?
No, stop talking about it. It's so dumb.
Why is it dumb? And why do you think it's dumb?
Why? I don't understand why you're talking about it.
Twitter, they were going crazy. It was off the...
No, there was like three tweets. Stop.
No, at least I read 8 or 9.
Rich, why? Please explain to me why you're talking about this right
now. Do you want me to explain something to you? Say if you read 8 positive tweets, right? Every tweet stands for 10,000 people.
No, it doesn't.
You never heard that?
Okay, I'm not talking to you anymore. Well, no, I'm not talking to you anymore if you're going to be like making stuff up and then be like, you never heard that before? No, no one has, because that's bullshit. There might have been something at one point, like in the fucking 80s when CBS was like, every positive letter we get is actually equals. There might have been some algorithm for it back then.
So you don't think it...
But I don't know. It doesn't matter now? Because now it all has to do with how many Twitter followers you have.
But you don't think you don't.
There's
think,
not like one tweet equals.
No, you're wrong. Let me explain why.
First of all, why? No, I don't want you to. I want you to talk about something else.
Okay, well, but I'll explain.
Absolutely ridiculous. We're getting an offer to be in the top five. This is real. This is true. I mean, we are probably because we got 8 tweets. I mean, it's
no. Listen to me.
It's unbelievably ridiculous and stupid. And the fact that you're talking about it is embarrassing to me. Because it shows how much you wish that you had something that you don't have.
No, that's not. First of all, you,
you
always
should be,
say...
Today, you should be thankful for what you do have, I not know. Like wishing for
I know,
stuff.
But you always say
Christmas
dream.
Christmas is about wishing. Thanksgiving is about...
Thanking.
Loving what you have.
I don't... You know, here's the thing about Thanksgiving, about being thankful. We came in and just stole land. And how does that... translate into being thankful?
Well, we're thankful that we won.
That we won what? We beat the Indians and took
the... We're thankful that the Indians didn't fight back the way that they could have.
It's kind of ridiculous how they switch things around.
I love, though, that, like...
What?
Once again, it's like you're acting like this is an original thought that only you have ever had.
You don't think... You think people have brought that up or said, why is Thanksgiving being thankful? You don't think you've ever heard that before? Have you ever heard that before? I just said it just
First
now.
Of all, people who go, ever heard that before? Have you? I don't usually have conversations with them, those kinds of people. All right, so. Yes, it's of course, there's a thing about Thanksgiving and Native Americans and our horribleness.
Of being thankful? But how do we, when did the transition from being criminals and you know, what do you call it, invaders, turned into being thankful? Like, when do you think that happened? Like, when did...
Immediately. That's the way this fucking... the British are.
Yeah. How did they have so much power for such a small country? I mean, they own half the world. How the fuck? I'm telling you, when we came around during the Revolutionary War, we showed them. Like now, that would never happen. Never happen. But they own half the world.
Oh, really? Wouldn't?
No.
What about ISIS?
What about them?
They're causing a pretty big stir, and they're not even a country.
Yeah, well, they're terrorists.
Yeah, well, you don't think the British were?
They were invaders, yeah. I guess you could call that a form of terrorism or definitely egotism or controlism.
Oh, yeah, the infamous controlism-ism.
Ism. Yesterday when I was listening to the replay of when we did Wednesday morning.
Why?
Just for a few minutes.
Would you do that?
Just for a few minutes. I only listened for a few minutes. And when we were talking about, when we had our guests on and they were talking about ISIS and Russia and Turkey.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like just a bunch of people that had no fucking idea.
I always think that when, that's why I don't want to talk about politics. I always think it's just a mishmash of idiots.
Like if, like really, if people that really knew politics and
but you listen to morning radio all the time.
I don't listen to morning radio. I listen to it.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying a person.
Yeah,
that's what they're getting. They're getting just the most base fucking opinions.
You know, and then when I was listening to what's his name,
Christy Stefano.
Yeah, and Andrew, and they were talking about Turkey and Russia and. And I'm listening going, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but listen, you do this all the time.
But I know what I'm talking about most of the time.
You know what you're talking about. But to someone else, you might not seem like you know what you're talking about.
No, to a level-headed person that follows the news. You know, I don't get into complete detail.
And why, what were they saying then? I didn't say anything,
I don't even remember.
Right?
No, thank God.
I know when to shut my mouth.
Do you?
When politics comes up.
So anytime we have an argument, I should just say your opinion on Iran.
Yeah, and then I'll just shut up.
Syria, the Syrian refugees that are...
I yelled out. I did remember yelling out, like, how do you fight an ideology? Because that's what everyone says about ISIS. How do you fight an ideology?
And when, yesterday, when we were listening to talk radio... You were agreeing with a lot of talk radio yesterday.
What do you mean?
When we were listening in the car.
That is a lie. That is a lie. Stop it.
We were listening to NPR and you were going, okay. So you didn't agree with what they were saying on NPR yesterday.
It wasn't NPR. Stop. Why? I don't understand you sometimes where you're going with things.
I'm just saying, you can listen to the right or the left. Listen to me. You can listen to the right or the left. Or let's even say the far right or the far left. Okay? And
is
both of them at some point.
Is there something called the fiscal Republican? It's fiscal conservative, right?
Yeah.
Shit. Yesterday in the Patrice documentary, I said fiscal Republican.
Why?
I was trying to make the point that like you didn't know where on any issue... You couldn't determine before he spoke, before Patrice said it, what side he would fall on.
Well, as I was...
He never, like, just went with, like, fiscal Republican or, like, total liberal. But does that make sense? Oh, I sound like an idiot.
Said, you could have said far right or far left.
I know, but words don't come out of my mouth properly sometimes.
You know, and the thing is, far right or far left, if you listen to both of them usually sound completely insane. Both of them, far right. Left and far right.
But my point was just like Patrice didn't follow any political lines. He just said what he felt.
No, he had a he was more of a common sense or more of a intellect. And like I was talking yesterday, a lot of people
he had a dizzying intellect.
Well, a lot of people speak and act and react out of emotions. People vote out of emotions. They take a stance out of emotions, but not as many. People, you know, take their stance from intellect. I mean, if you go with statistics and history, some of the things that would look either racist or xenophobic would fall under, yeah, if you go by statistics, I should think this way.
Mm-hmm.
But then you seem like you're a racist or maybe anti-Arab or even anti-Semitic or whatever. But if you listen to any side, the left, the right, at some times they do make complete sense. I mean, we were listening to somebody yesterday who I think is out of his fucking mind. You know, he's far right. I guess pretty far right or very conservative radio because we didn't. My car, we have Sirius. In Bonnie's car, it's AM/FM. Which I don't know if we can put Sirius in it, but I'll look into it. And I was listening to Michael Savage yesterday, who I don't know how anybody could talk for 4 hours. Just keep talking and talking. Maybe 2 hours is about himself.
And he kept saying, he kept going, I don't want to get too passionate. You know, this is a light show for Thanksgiving. And it was so heavy and horrible.
But some of what he said made complete sense.
Like sometimes just on the way to his ridiculous, insane point, it made sense.
Well, yeah, but no, the one point about...
That's how they get you. They make sense for a minute. You're like, oh, okay. And then they drop in some fucking insanity and hope some people are still going along with it.
Well, yeah, both, like I said, both the far left and far right do that. You're sitting here going, yeah, that makes complete sense. And then boom, you know, then it,
Obama's an alien.
Then it gets crazy, you know. So you just, there's too many people that, you know, they think they have to choose a side. You don't. You have to have your own opinion. Moderation is okay in life. Moderation doesn't hurt because, you know, obviously you can't be moderate when it comes to terrorism, but your views can be moderate in you know what I mean? All, you know, this lady, this Arab lady got kicked off a plane yesterday. She was going to, I think, I don't know where the fuck she was going. And, you know, now people, so they kick
Why
her off.
Why did they kick her off?
I don't know. Whatever reason.
Why are you bringing her up?
Because now this makes news, this and that. And they want to give the appearance that we're doing something. Look at this. We kicked her off and questioned her. You know what I mean? And they want to give this appearance over the holiday season. Or, you know, right now when crazy things are happening, that, you know, the federal government, the TSA, and everything, look how we're doing our jobs, and you know what I mean? We took, you know, and it's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous when they say, hey, you know, be alert, be, you know, right now, be more cautious. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Walk up to people and go, what's in that suitcase? Or why are you standing here? What the fuck? I can only do what I do every day. Mm-hmm. That's all I can do. Maybe I could say, well, I'm not going to sit in Times Square on New Year's Eve, or I'm not going to go to a mall, you know, on Black Friday. Maybe I could say that. Maybe, okay. Well, let's see. Maybe, okay, if I was going
to... If they, you know, I hate to say it, but if they blew up like a Target or a Walmart on Black Friday, would society would be better off? I think they'd be helping us getting rid of a lot of trash.
Right when it blew up, you would just see like trash flying through the air. The people's bodies would explode
just
and
turn into actual trash.
Turn, you know. So I just do what I got to do. You know, I think this time of year people are so brainwashed. Like, you know, tomorrow, if I don't buy it tomorrow on Friday, which this day, this will probably come out. So if I don't buy it today on Black Friday, if I don't get it today, I'm going to fucking, you know, I'm going to lose out on this deal. Well, you dumb idiots. First of all, anybody that sits online for anything, time is money. So however long you sat online, 4 or 5 hours, whatever you make an hour, okay, that's what you just added to the sale on that fucking TV. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the goddamn same price next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would never stand online to get into a nightclub, more or less a Walmart. You know how people stand online? You ever go, you're in New York and you see lines and it's freezing cold and they want to just get into a club where it's so fucking loud and like, who does that? Who stands online to get into a club? Go to another one, right? Don't you agree?
Look, I've never been interested in that sort of thing. I only want to go to bars where there's like not very many people there. Hopefully I know the bartender.
Maybe a guy playing acoustic guitar, singing, you know, Seals and Croft or Cat Stevens.
Maybe not, but yeah, I hear.
And like, you know how everybody has their one piece of power in life? Like you do the club, the comedy club, and the club, or even the managers, like, hey, I manage this, you know, and they come in with their little piece of power in life, or even like when we were driving out of the city, the people directing traffic, that's their power at that moment. Hey, stop, go, stop. That's their power. Well, the bouncer at the club that lets people in. Mm-hmm. Do you know the power trip they're on at that point in life? You know, I can, you know, he could pick or she could pick. That's their power. Like,
God,
you know, all day long. All day long. They wait till fucking 10 p.m. where they go, hey, this is where I take control. Okay. And they can pick, you know, and I would use it to my advantage. I would say, you want to get in? $20, $30. You know what I mean?
They do. Well, when I worked at a restaurant and then, or a bar or whatever, there were certain bars that we could go to where we'd go to the back and we'd like slip them $20 or whatever and get in.
Oh, really?
The back.
I thought you said you didn't do that.
I didn't wait in line.
So you slipped in $20?
But you know what's weird is that there were times where I, you know, there's a lot of coins in Canada.
A lot of what?
Coins.
Coins?
Like $1 and $2 coins.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'd be like all coins into their hand. It's like not cool at all to slip somebody like 10 coins.
Yeah, like, oh, here, hey. You're like, you're handing it to them like a mobster something. You know, and you have that little change thing that Ice Cream Man used to have, and you click out your coins.
You just like put it into his pocket. Clink, 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 clink. That change your mind?
There you go. Huh? All right, or do you want to go play slots right now? Yeah, I never stood online. I never would. Well, I mean, now I wouldn't have to because of who I am. They would go, oh, go ahead. You're in. You know what I mean?
Really?
And that's another thing. In life, celebrities get everything free. But wouldn't you think if anybody should have to pay, they have the money? Right?
No, we don't.
Well, yeah, a lot of places we don't pay. That's true.
People hook us up. We don't have the money.
Oh. Well, I've been moving this right along for 19 minutes now.
Is it? We're almost done?
No. We're gonna.
You said half hour.
No, I'm in 40 minutes.
You suckered me in. Well, I'm thankful for having short podcasts, drinking coffee in the morning, my wonderful husband. I do love you, even though you aggravate me so much, but on purpose, I think. To this morning, I was trying to hug you and tell you how thankful I was for you, and you were like, buzz off.
I didn't say buzz off. I was hugging you back the way
you weren't. You're like, that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
No, I was.
And then your daughter walked in, Jessica, and said, hug her or do something. It's disgusting. She was grossed out by it.
I was leaned over in a position and you came over top of me like
I did it backwards.
Yeah, so I couldn't. You had me in a position.
Yeah,
like,
but you didn't know.
It was like a wrestling
anything and say like, oh, you're a wonderful wife.
I said great breakfast and I said it was delicious. Thank you for taking the time out of your life and doing this for myself, our daughter, and my two daughters. It was a great. You had to see Bonnie's breakfast this morning was fucking insane. She doesn't fuck around. Okay, when you go from an omelet and lox and tater tots and
you don't have to go through everything. It's fine.
And croissants.
Bowl of fruit.
I thought I had to
say. You don't have to say there was champagne and orange juice. You don't have
I
to
didn't
say
drink
everything.
Who drinks champagne and orange juice in the
I
morning?
I don't know. We've had that bottle of champagne for 10 years.
It was probably a $3 bottle.
I looked it up once. It was $11.
Where did you get it from?
Because I've been saving it because I thought it was from the Oscar gift bag, but it wasn't from the Oscar gift bag. I don't know where it came from because I thought it was like a $100, $200 bottle of champagne. So one day I looked it up and no. But it was still good.
Well, we're going to dinner somewhere.
It's probably just sparkling wine, not even real champagne.
Well, we're going to Thanksgiving dinner and we have, what did you get? Two bottles of wine to bring. Mm-hmm. And I got two pies. But the pies are only $5 a piece. Does that matter? I mean, I got them at...
No, it's fine.
It's apple pie and pumpkin pie.
It's good.
And I was going to eat a piece last night. If I would have... Could I bring a pie there with a piece missing? Mm-mm. You can't?
No.
What if you say, look, I just wanted a piece of it? Would that look stupid or gross? I wouldn't care if somebody came to my house with a pie with a piece out of it. Well, I might.
First of all, if someone came to our house with a piece missing out of the pie, it would be fine because we're ridiculous, horrible people. But we're going to regular people. We're not even going to a comedian's house.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
This is what I wanted to do. I'm sure he has a beautiful, huge house.
No, he's got a condo.
I wanted to drink like two glasses of wine while reading Architectural Digest magazines in the corner while Raina played with his kids.
Yeah.
But then you told me I have to drive home.
Yeah, because I got to drive to Rhode Island.
So yeah, so it's like, I can't even do my thing that I wanted to do.
Well, you could go there and have a glass of wine in the beginning. You're going to be there for a couple hours. The fucking turkey's going to soak it up. Well, you don't eat turkey. The tofu, whatever you're going to eat is going to soak it up. Have a glass
of
wine.
Side dishes.
You know, you crash out and stay over there tonight.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine on their couch?
Hi, Ed. Good morning. Sorry about last night. I got a little crazy.
Well, we're going to our lawyer's house, and he came to our...
First of all, I love our lawyer. I text him every day.
No, I don't see him as a lawyer. I see him more as a friend than a lawyer.
Well, because we don't pay him. But I text him every day, and my friend was like... I told my friend that. I was like, we're always texting. And then she goes, yeah, but what if he's charging you? You don't know. Like, you'll get like a bill.
One day we're going to get a bill
$130,000.
Yeah, we're going to get a $130,000 bill at one point in our lives. It's going to come to us. Well, there's two reasons I'm driving tonight. Main reason, because I got to go to Rhode Island. The main reason is I don't want to drive on Friday. It's the worst driving besides Wednesday. Friday, driving through that traffic of all those mutants shopping. And two, if I get there, go to bed, wake up, it's going to be like 60 degrees tomorrow, so I'll play golf instead of me driving all day. So I'll get
there.
So
the driving part is really just a ruse.
No, that's the main part. No one wants to get up the day after Thanksgiving because I wouldn't get out of the house.
I don't think there's going to be traffic where you're going.
Every highway, there's traffic tomorrow. Every fucking
highway. To go to a mall.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Friday is a nightmare driving day. But here's the problem.
Should I go to Short Hills tomorrow or no?
Here's the problem. If I came home tonight and went to bed, I'd get up. I wouldn't leave the house to say 12 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock. I wouldn't get to Rhode Island. I'd miss the first show. It would take me 8 hours. I wouldn't make it.
Are you doing it with your buddy, Ben?
Yeah. I didn't book it. He booked it. He's from there.
Yeah, no, I remember that's where I met him.
Yeah. And he kills. I got to follow that fucking dog and pony
show.
He
does kill?
Yeah, it's fucking energetic. He's young, good looking. They fucking love that crap he does.
Is it funny?
Some of it's really funny. If that's the kind
wink
of...
Wink if you're lying.
No,
is it funny?
I
answer again.
I don't remember what he does, but I know he kills. He fucking kills.
How come he's not into the New York clubs then?
He doesn't try.
Why?
Because he goes on the road. He does colleges. I don't know.
It's weird that people don't try to get into the New York club.
And they're working there.
He lives in New York. Like, why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
What would be the benefit of living in New York if you're not going to work in the New York clubs?
I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
It's just like a weird fear of...
Who knows? You know.
Fear of
the industry
failure?
Would eat him up.
What does that mean, in a good way? Or?
Yeah, young, good-looking guy.
You keep mentioning his good looks.
Well, because you know you love him. When he comes into radio, you light up.
I light up whenever anyone else comes into radio.
No, that's all right. I don't care. You're thinking of when you were back when you were young, thinking about someone like him, right? I mean, you know, when I was 21, are you kidding me when I was 21? Look, I see Ellen and Jessica, and I look back when I was that age. Are you
kidding? I hated being that age.
So did I.
It was awful.
Worst. I had anxiety. I was fucked up. I had no money. Yeah, come to think of it, that wasn't a good age.
No, I just felt like I never knew what was going on.
When did it start getting good?
Late 20s.
No. Mine was probably late 40s. That's when it started getting really good. Yeah, late 40s.
For real?
Yeah.
This is good for you? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for you all the time because your brain is just always on high alert. Danger, 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 danger. You never enjoy anything.
I did enjoy
breakfast. What were you saying to me the other day that was just so ridiculous about?
What?
I don't remember now. And I was like, I remember, Rich, I feel so bad for you. Your brain is creating problems that don't need to be there.
You
get like obsessed about weird stuff. Plus you have that gambling thing.
What gambling thing?
How are you going to get your lotto today?
I already got it yesterday.
Oh.
For today? I'm going to quit lotto. That's all I do. Like, thank God I'm not gambling on fucking sports or casinos.
I know. You're just always going to get your lotto.
I know. I got to stop. I had 10 years off of gambling. completely.
I know, but also it's like, it's such a money drain, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already spending a lot of money on...
on life.
Shoes.
I haven't bought shoes
and golf.
I don't spend a lot of golf. A couple hundred a week, maybe. Hundred a week. Depends if I'm local. On the road, I get on courses free all the time. So... I gotta go.
We went to a parent-teacher interview. Are you going to talk about that?
What, the parent-teacher conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, I set down some rules.
Well, did we talk about this or no?
No, but first of all, I just want to say, you know what? When you're going to a parent-teacher a talk or whatever they call it, can you please have some adult seats for us? All right? Isn't it ridiculous? We gotta sit. You know, they put you in those kids' seats.
They have them somewhere. When you go to a concert or something there, they have adult seats.
Well, they put you in those kids' seats so you feel intimidated and you feel, you know, like, oh boy.
I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble, you see?
Well, yeah, so it gives them some sense of power. So I was supposed to go, actually, I think...
She thought it was this Friday. I go, why would it be the day after Thanksgiving?
Okay, I forgot that it was Thanksgiving this week because I'm Canadian. And also, Thanksgiving's not that big of a deal in Canada. It's like everyone goes to someone's, your family's for Thanksgiving. If you don't have a family, it's not a big deal. It's like Halloween. You don't have kids, it's not that big of a deal. Here, it's just like an insane...
I know.
My neighbors are all talking about like they're going to... They're going to go get like appliances and stuff. They're going early. They're all doing Thanksgiving early, on the early side, like noon,
yeah.
And then so that they can all go shopping.
See, it's
weird.
It's you're brainwashed. You think you have. That's what I talked about early.
Earlier
in the podcast. Mm.
But anyway. So you were going to be out of town for the initial when I booked it, and then she emailed me and said, can you, you know, whatever. So that was the day that we didn't know it was a half day either, and Rain all of a sudden showed up at the front door.
Where was I? I was gone.
You were gone. I was just like, I think you were golfing, and I was like just hanging out, and then there was a knock at the door. I thought it was a package. I didn't even go down. Then it was like, bing, 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 bing. I was like, this guy is so aggressive. So I go down. It was Raina. So then we went to the parent-teacher interview, and I was worried about you coming. I said, please. I said, do you want to take control or should I? Because I don't think we should both be trying to. And you go, no, you will.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So we go in, get introduced. She talks a little bit about Raina's strengths. And then she says one of Raina's weaknesses is that she doesn't know her math facts. It's not that she doesn't know them well enough. She thinks she's not up to her potential.
They do them too quick.
So there's 50 or 60 questions, I'm not sure, in 3 minutes. It's hard.
You have to answer 50 or 60 multiplication questions in 3 minutes.
Yeah, from 1 to 12.
To get to the next level.
So you do...
4 times 7.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 10s. So that's what she's on.
She's on 4.
She's on 4, so she hasn't passed the 4s.
Yeah, like so 4 times 7, 4 times 8.
She's gotta go fast.
But you gotta
whatever.
Do
whatever. Other kids are doing it. Some kids are on 7s already.
Yeah, well, okay.
Whatever. So
what's the sense of doing it fast?
She said, okay. So she says, you know, maybe get some flashcards or whatever. And Rich goes, oh, maybe I don't understand why you don't teach them how math works.
Why
instead
four?
Of just having them memorize it. And then I was like, oh God.
Why is 4 times 7 28?
And then yeah,
not
but
4 times 7
saying the same thing
why?
Over and then you go like this. You go, you know what I'm saying? You gotta learn how it works. You know what I'm saying? Why is it this answer? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then finally she was like, I hear what you're saying. It's a good question, which I was like, well, she's being nice. And she said, but the thing you didn't know is that that's all her math has been up till this point.
Why is 4 times 7, 28?
Yes, it's all groupings and understanding multiplication.
All right, well, it was coming.
So then, yeah, I know, but you're so aggressive. And then she goes, we have done all that, whatever. And I was like, oh, God. Then, you know, we're wrapping it up and Rich goes, why has she never starred in a school play? Can you tell me that? Why our daughter hasn't been the star of a school play? And she was like, well, we don't have a school play this year. And he goes, well, last year she only got a couple lines. And then she was like, well, I wasn't her teacher last year. And I was like, I looked at her like, I'm so sorry. And she goes to me, don't worry, we get a lot of crazy dads in here.
Yeah. She comes from a family of entertainment. I don't want her up there being a background tree or a background singer. She should be the star of the fucking play.
God.
Are you kidding me? She's outgoing. She goes on stage.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? You're just going, oh, my God. She goes on stage with us. She goes on radio.
Do you think there's a dad in there that's like, listen, all I do is construction work. If they're not building sets, I don't know what, you know what I mean? My kids should be building the sets. I'm in construction. My father was in construction. Their great-grandfather was in construction. Why are they not building the sets?
Yeah. Know your strength. Know your strength. Utilize it. I want them to utilize what she is good at. She should not be background. She should be...
Listen, I'm an accountant, and I don't know why my daughter isn't the one taking the money at the front. Okay, we're good with money. We do a lot of counting in our family. Stupid.
It's not stupid.
There's a lot of kids. Raina doesn't even... I'm sure they ask the kids or they determine from... Raina doesn't have, like, a big interest in...
Yeah,
she last year... Every single time, the only thing she ever got, she got all threes, because it goes 1, 2, 3s only, not ABCs. She got all threes in everything except for participating in group discussions. She got a 2.
Raina, come here. Well, when she's in group, she takes control in group, the teacher said. So she is outgoing in group.
No, last year when they had the play, the teacher said she didn't participate in group discussions. Come here.
Come here. First of all, and this is serious. You don't have to be funny. Come here. Come to my mic. Remember we went to talk to your teacher with a PTA last week? What is it?
Parent-teacher conference.
Well, that's what... Yeah, but they call it PTA. Parent-teacher association. So, and I told your teacher, like, remember last year you had a school play?
We have no school plays.
Last year when you had the musical?
No.
What was it? Like, that musical last year?
We have it every year.
What is it? What's it for? For what?
Anything.
For Christmas or something?
No.
What? Talk
for
up
trains.
Into
trains.
For what?
Trains.
What was it last year? Remember?
Trains.
What do you mean, trains?
The theme was trains.
Was trains?
And all the songs were about trains.
They were about trains last year, right? And they made like a whole thing on the stage about trains, and there were certain kids.
What was your part?
You sang a little, right? What did you do? You sang, right?
You sang. Some lines.
No.
I didn't.
Oh. You didn't have any lines, right? You sang. Now, don't you think... Being a child of a celebrity parents, you should be the main person in the play.
You've been on a real stage before.
Don't you think that it would be good that you would knock it out of the park? Huh?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Well, wouldn't you like to at least be the director of the play? Work on having to direct it?
There is no directing in that.
There's no directing? Yeah, the teacher.
Teachers do it.
Yeah, but why can't you say to your teacher, let me be the assistant director?
That's not a thing.
There's no thing as assistant director?
No.
Well, but if you say I'd like to be the assistant director, because you are pretty good at directing stuff, right?
No, she'll say no.
She'll say no?
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing a school play this year?
No, we have school dance.
School dance?
Well, I'll dance, like, you dance.
In front of the parents?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be the main dancer?
No, Daddy, shut up. No one cares. This is the worst podcast in the world.
All right, scram. Happy Thanksgiving. See what I mean? She wants to do it.
I mean, just from that performance alone, I think we can determine she's got the it.
I'm telling you, she knock it out of the box.
She wouldn't be like, I don't really want to be here. That's why she's not the lead in things, because she's like, thanks.
Well, she's bored until, but if they gave her that responsibility.
Oh, Rich.
Okay, well, if you don't.
You didn't feel embarrassed saying that?
Not at all. No, that wasn't an embarrassing question. Maybe the math thing was.
Why isn't my daughter the lead?
Yeah, that's not embarrassing.
God. All right, can we be done?
She played on the basketball team and she wasn't starting. I go, how come my daughter's not starting? I said that to the coaches before. Why is Jessica or Ellen not starting? You know, when they're the best players on the team, or one of the best players on the team. What would be the reason they're not starting? You know what I mean? So, whatever. All right, we got 2 minutes. This is our 40-minute Thanksgiving podcast because we have been doing nothing but talking into microphones this week. I'm telling you.
We can't talk to each other for the rest of the day.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Would you like it? Because if I ever get mad at you and I only answer you like, yep. You're always like.
No reason for candy. Go take one of your Katydids.
What's that?
The Katydids.
What is that?
Those chocolate things she brought home. What? They're called Katydids.
I know. I don't know that, but.
You guys ate them all? You guys ate them all?
There's one left.
I didn't have any.
Have one.
No.
There was one left. I couldn't stop last night.
You ate them last night, too?
I ate them before. I ate three before I went and picked her up, and then she started eating them when we got back, and I was like, give me one, and then give me another one. Give me another one.
You cannot eat that. It's all.
I had six.
No, you didn't. Bring them here, Raina.
Six in total. They're on my stack of books.
You ate six Katydids in one night.
Mm-hmm.
Or peanut clusters. What do they call them?
They're like chocolate bears with peanut butter inside, I think.
Probably in the group of the most worst things you could eat in life.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
I couldn't stop. And then I went and got like some Pringles and I ate a bunch of Pringles.
Wait, okay, let's see. There is no more in here.
There's one.
Don't, give me a bite. Save me a bite. I didn't have any.
Give Daddy it.
Oh, wait, I want to see. Oh, they're
peanut butter bears from Girl Scouts.
Wait. Servings per container, 4.
Please don't. Do you have to do this?
Oh, I'm just looking.
You're so off. Please.
That's all that came in here? Is 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 servings per container. How could there be 4?
Do you really think this is interesting to people? I don't understand what you think you're doing on a fucking podcast.
We're talking Katydids.
No, you're like, I can't do this with you. I don't. You're like, we gotta step it up. We gotta do this podcast because people would love to know what we ate, how many, and how many calories each one of them is. Please, I'm like, can we finish the podcast? No, we can't. There's things we haven't done yet. We gotta talk about. There's a stain on the window, and exactly what we ate for breakfast. People want to know. Nobody fucking wants to know.
She's laughing. You're making her laugh. Tell the people.
I want to just go because
we're gonna go.
I don't understand how your brain works. That you're like that. You would think that's interesting. We were talking about the whatever was fine. I can't do it anymore. It's like
relax.
I know, but
we're
you're like
talking.
You don't have any sense of what's like a good thing to do. Go get the Katydids. I got it. 2, 4, 6, 8. Let's see how many are in here. Well, let me try again. 2, 4, 6. It's like you're asking, why don't you teach him about what does it mean? What's 7 times 3 mean? Now give me those Katydids. How many is in here? You can't even do the math to fucking find out how many were in that.
What the heck are Katydids?
Exactly. What are Katydids? I mean, it's all like
that's what they
insanity.
Were called back in the day.
I don't care what it was called in 1804.
You're like.
They're called chocolate peanut butter bears. Milk chocolate peanut butter bears.
Okay. Kate, I thought they were Katie Dids.
Who cares? Stop saying Katie Dids or I'm going to punch you in the face.
You think because you're killing for her?
I'm not trying to kill for anybody. I'm trying to get off this podcast. Oh, I'm trying to get through to that brick head of yours. Like when you're doing this stuff, how boring it is to people. And yet you're like, it's like this weird thing where you're like, oh, no, but we got to be boring for at least 7 more minutes.
No, it's not boring.
We got to be brain numbing. We got to turn people off completely.
Can I explain
before we end?
Can I explain to you the whole meaning and the whole everything behind this podcast, why people listen, why we're so popular? Do
no,
you want me to explain?
I don't want you to explain, because you know why? It's going to be boring as shit.
No, it's going
to
be...
You only have 2 words in your vocabulary. Like, to try to explain anything is like, I'm getting it and I know what I'm saying.
I only have 2 words in my vocabulary.
You know what I'm saying? No, we don't know what you're saying. Because you don't... Yeah. Anytime anybody uses a word that's even like...
Now you're personally attacking
slightly,
me? Now you're personally attacking me?
The way that
me?
You personally attack me, if I use a word that happens to actually be the correct word
I
for a
never
situation...
Attack
nobody it. Uses that word, except they're not smart.
Wait, how did you go from being born...
I'll do the whole fucking thing. I'll tear you down from top to bottom right now, you want me to?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you would love it because it's about me.
No, go ahead. You want to tell me
But you
me
better
down.
Not talk about me being a Jew or having a whatever disorder.
Go ahead. You want to attack on Thanksgiving?
A verbal That's what you do. Disorder, whatever it's called.
Go ahead, attack. That's what you do on Thanksgiving? Attack? You attack me?
Yes, you pushed me to it. I was being nice. I hugged you. You know, you want people to treat you so great and just with such reverence and
stop with the candy
so respectfully, and yet you're like such a douche to everybody all
I'm
the
not
time.
A douche.
Oh really?
No, I'm not.
How about no you're not.
No,
how about when I was hugging you and stuff and you were like, get nothing off.
No, I wasn't.
Get away from me.
I would hug you all day long and you know it. I was bent over, you came and jumped on my back.
It is so ridiculous.
Our friend, our good friend, bought Raina for her birthday. It came late because the first one he sent was stolen, or what are those called? What's it called?
Swagway.
A swagway.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty good at it. She's pretty good. And whoever invented that is a fucking genius.
I
Look
can't
at
believe
this.
We're swearing so much in front of our child. They know our child is right here.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
Phones on. I was doing it too.
Okay, well, anyhow, listen, have a happy Thanksgiving. And the reason I talk like we do, people listen to us because we're just regular people doing a podcast. We're America doing a podcast, and we were talking about Katie Dids.
We're the Jimmy Kimmels of the podcast world.
Why? Does he go by like a regular guy doing a talk show? Is that his theory?
I think that's his deal.
It is? A regular guy?
I mean, maybe more so in the beginning. I used to always think, like, what is his appeal? Like... Just he's a regular guy.
She's nonstop eating candy and sweets.
It's Thanksgiving. She's eating a granola bar.
Anyhow, this weekend I'll be in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection this weekend. And December 4th and 5th, Treehouse Comedy, me and Florentine together. Treehouse Comedy. Order, pre-order Bonnie's book on Amazon, You're Better Than Me. We want to get serious pre-orders. Also,
no funny pre-orders, please. Serious pre-orders only.
Why? What did I say?
No. We want to get serious pre-orders.
No video pre-orders.
Well, we want no. I mean, like a lot of pre-orders. We want seriously. We want. Also, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, go to Riotcast and do it through however they do it.
My wife hates me.
My wife hates me.
Click on Amazon, click on My Wife Hates Me.
Yeah, click on Amazon and My Wife Hates Me, or My Wife Hates Me Amazon, whichever way you can get there. Because you know what? This is the holiday season. A lot
people
of people
are probably buying stuff.
On Amazon. Yeah, well, you know what?
For Christmas.
And this is for real. We never try to make money off this podcast. It costs us money to do this. You know that.
Yeah. Well, it costs me time.
Well, it costs me money.
And
I got
to
pay.
You told me before in this podcast that time is money.
Well, no, I have to pay.
I don't know if you made that up.
I have to pay whatever, some internet bullshit to do this and some other stuff. Whatever. We're not like...
Whoa, careful.
We're not as smart as Bobby. We don't know how to make money on these things. But if you're going to Amazon, fucking do it through however we can make money on it. How is it? Riotcast or Amazon / Riotcast. My Wife Hates Me.
Go to Riotcast and click on the right things. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, we don't. You do. Come see us live. order Bonnie's book. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.